Okay, Chevra. We've been learning the dinim of Shehi and Hachazora, the Machlokes, whether it's Lishos Tnan or La Hachazir Tnan, two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin. And the next Mishnah that we'll cover moves this conversation forward into Tanur and Kupach. The details of what a Tanur is and what a Kupach is and what a Kira is, the Gemara tries to address. Basically, a kira is a makom shefisa shtei kederos. So you can put one pot on top and one pot inside. No, that's why letoicha is aser, like we spoke about. A kupach is a place that it's only shefisa kedera achas, and that's why the Gemara says that on a kupach, if you cut it up in half, it's no longer a useful keli. It's no longer metame tumas kelim. It becomes tahar because it's no longer a keli. That's what a kufach is. A tanur is something that is narrow on top and very wide at the bottom. And as such, a tanur is much hotter than a kira. And the Mishnah says that by a tanur, lo yitain bein mitocho bein my al gabav. On a tanur, you can't be no sein the tavshil. But by a kufach, so it depends. If it's husak bekash ube gevava, it's like a kira. If it's husak begefes ube eitzim, it's like a tanur. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, these are the details. The Gemara gets involved in a machlokas, it seems, between Rav Yosef and Abaye as to what about being somech by a tanur, right? And the maskana of the Gemara seems to be that it's aser, no? We have like this funny braisa that says, not only is this aser, this, and this, and this, and this, right? And that seems to indicate that it's mamish going to be aser, even to be somech. Okay, so that's the basic Gemara in a nutshell. Now, Tosfos over here, let's learn this Tosfos together. Tanur shehisiku bekashu gvara ubegvava lo yitain. Zok Tosfos, ila hachzir tnan, hachanami hai lo yitain is lo yachzir. Avol lishos mashe, afila betanur she'eno gar pekatam. Zok Tosfos, that according to the opinion that lahachazir tnan, which is the opinion that paskins like Chananya, so the Mishnah about a tanur is talking about lahachzir l'tocha tanur, and that would mean that shehiya in a tanur is going to be mutter, even though it's not garuf and it's not katum, right? Shehiya in a tanur is going to be mutter. That's what Taisa says. What's the raya? Zok Taisa's kidemashu perakama de sharinon kidrachaisa ubashel kamachu ben drusai afilu beino garuf v'katum umash mahosum de betanur ayri. So Tosfos, the raya is that the Gemara in Yudches Amud Beis says that there is a kula of kidra chaisa. Kidra chaisa is something that we'll be discussing at length today. There's a kula of kidra chaisa, the Gemara in Yudches Amud Beis says. A rua piece of meat is mutter. And then there's another kula of bashel kamacho ben drusoi. Once the food is cooked kamacho ben drusoi, it's going to be mutter. Zok Tosfos, the Gemara says that Bashal Kamacho Ben Drusai is mutter, and the Gemara is talking about a tanur. We see that even by a tanur, there's a heter of Shehiyah once it's Michael Ben Drusai. That's Tosfos' raya. So far, so good? Now, the first point about this Tosfos is that L'cha'ora, Tosfos has zero raya. And this is a point that Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Goyin Hashas, it's a very long Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's like 25 lines, no? Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Goyin Hashas basically raises the question, he's asked, Kashali, Hashem lo nizkar min maichol ben drusai, elastam bashal shaper dummy. Right? What does the Gemara in Yud Chesam Beis say? The Gemara says that Kidra Chaisa is mutter, because you may see achdas, you won't be mechata, if it's bashal shaper dummy. The Gemara never said we're talking about bashel kamaychol ben drusai. Zokta b'kiva eger, maybe the word bashel in that Gemara means bashel kamaychol ben bashel kol tzarko. Tosfos says I have a raya from that Gemara. We're talking about some bashel kamaychol ben drusai. Zokta b'kiva eger, who says? All the Gemara says is that's mevushal and it's mutter. Maybe mevushal in that Gemara means that it's mevushal kol tzarko.
You can bring a riot for that because the lashon of the lashon that was used previously was boshel ve'eno boshel.
So the next line in the Gemara is that boshel ve'eno boshel is aser, but boshel ve'eno boshel might mean it's partially cooked. That could mean that it's cooked either anything less than mevushal kol tzarko. Or it could mean anything less than Maichel ben Jerusalem, whatever it means. That's the Usher case. But Rebbe Kiva Eger's point basically is that you can't prove from the Gemara that Maichel ben Jerusalem is mutter, because the Gemara says Bashal is mutter. And Bashal might mean Mevashal kol tzarko. In fact, if you look at Rashi on Yud Ches Amud Beis, Rashi writes Bashal Shapur Dami when it's Mevushal Kol Tzarka. Right? So what Rebbe Kiva Eger is asking is that there's no Raya from the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis. It's only a Raya the way Tosfos understands the Gemara, but Rashi has a different beer in the Gemara, and that means that it's not a Raya, no? Ah. Okay. So far, so good. Now, Rebbe Kiva Eger continues, and he thinks that there's a different raya from the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis, but he blibes Shmuel on Tosfos. How come Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara, which is not a raya at all? Now, just one quick ha'ara over here. We're not going to answer Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha. It's a very strong kasha. I don't know an answer to it. But just one very brief ha'ara is that Tosfos proved that bushel means it's mevushal kemaichel ben drusai. And Tosfos' raya, that's mevushal kemaichel ben drusai, is because that's how we paskin. Right? We paskin like Hananya. So we already asked the kasha. Well, Rashi also paskins like Hananya, right? You didn't like, was I fighting with you about this one time, Shami? That Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis paskins like Hananya. If Rashi passes like Hananya, how come Rashi in Yud Ches Amud Beis says Mevushal Kol Tzarko? So we had a shtickle Torah that maybe Rashi never really paskin like Hananya, or Rashi said it's Ad Hananya Samchinon, that we rely on Hananya, and Rashi is very similar to the Rush that Klai says Oduk B'mitzvos Onig Shabbos. That's the way Schwartz wanted to understand the Rashis. Right? That's me, by the way. Right? That's the way I want to understand the Rashis. Not you. Right? Maybe you agree with me. I don't know. But that's the way I wanted to understand the Rashis. However, Zok B'Sefer Minchas Ariel, maybe there's a different Yishuv to Rashi. Maybe Rashi holds that for Akira, Mevushal Kamaichel Ben Shusai suffices. But because in Yud Ches, we're not talking about a Kira, we're talking about a Tanur. So maybe by a Tanur, you need Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Tosfos, Al Karkacha, is not making that distinction. Now, Tosfos is saying the same din that's true by a Tanur is true by a Kira. What's true by a Kira is true by a Tanur. That's the whole theme of our Tosfos. But Rashi, Paskins like Hananya. And even so, Rashi says you need Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Because maybe by a tanur you need mevushal kol tzarko, and the svara for that would be that since a tanur gets hotter, it's easier to cook, so there's more of a chashash of shami yachata. No?
Or you could say there's less of a chashash.
No, well, in other words, usually once the food is maicho ben shusai, I'm not worried shami yachata. By a tanur, even though it's maicho ben shusai, I'm still worried shami yachata.
Yeah, but the food is cooking easier. It's hotter, so it's
no, but less, I think the idea is that by Akira, I'll give up. I'll say, it's not going to cook really. Right? That's only the yisod of Kidra Chaisa, and maybe that's a yisod of Maichel ben Shusai also. Right? We spoke about whether these dinim are based on Mesiach, Das, Heker, etc., the Gruf of Tumas based on that. Perhaps this is the issue. Not only that, but since the Sefer Minchas Ariel, that there's a teeny, I would say a chatzi diuk, that Shulchan Aruch is making this distinction between a Tanur and a Kira. Remember, in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, there are two deos. Deya Rishona is the Rif and the Rambam, that there's only a heter of Shehiya when it's Mevushal Kol Tzarkai, right? And Mitzdamek Viralo. Deya Shniya is that there's a heter once it's Higiyah L'Maichel Ben Drusoi. Right? Comes along the Mechaber, when the Mechaber presents the Deya Shniya, he writes, Yesh Omen, Koshin Espashal K'Maichel Ben Drusoi, Oh, Nispashal Kol Tzarko, Umitzdamek V'yafelo, Mutal Hishosal Gabe Kira. The Mechaber says that there's a Yesh Omen, that if it's Maichel Ben Drusoi, you're allowed to leave it agabe yakira. Zok the Ramah to add, oh, I feel agabe tamar. Woo! Them fighting words, no? The Mechaber only said that Michael ben Trusai is muta agabe kira. He didn't say it's muta agabe tanor. Ramah, right? Ramah, Ashkenazim, add that. But the Mechaber didn't say it. Ken Zayn, that this distinction that the Sefer Minchas Ariel is suggesting within Rashi might be pshat in the Mechaber, perhaps. Just a ha'ara. I'm not sure, it's not completely thought out, just a ha'ara. Now, I think though what we could add though is that maybe it's true within the Mechaber, but it certainly is not true within Rashi. Because Rashi on Yud Ches Amid Beis says Asmi Mevushal Kol Tzarko, right? So we're saying, oh, that's only because it's a Tanor, it's not a Kira. But we also had another Rashi. We had a Rashi in Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, no? Rashi in Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, Diba Maskin Gezeira Shem Yechate Begecholim. So Rashi over there writes that it has to be that the food is Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Even though Rashi over there is not talking about a tanur. So this Shtikl Torah, which maybe is pshat in the Mechaber, does not seem to be pshat in Rabbi Solomon Isaacki. Okay? Does seem to be the pshat in Rashi. So far so good? So that's the first ha'ara we wanted to make. Let's go weiter. Make a few more ha'aras on the sug of Kidra Chaisa in general, and in particular on this first Tysis that we just learned. Yes, Mr. Press. This is like the second or third time I made that mistake. I'm sorry. Yossi Farah. Yeah.
The other two have been with Yossi Press.
So yeah, I apologize. Yeah.
Wouldn't this just relate back to the question of whether Rashi holds like Tanani or not?
Yes. But maybe, what the Minchas Ariel is suggesting is that maybe you hold the Chananya le'inyin Kira, but le'inyin Tanor you don't, and there's a difference in Kira and Tanor against the whole Tysis. Our Tysis is saying that Kira and Tanor is all the same. If I hold like, right? That's the Yisod of Tysis. Minchas Ariel is suggesting that within Rashi, that perhaps there is a distinction that can be borne out.
Is it possible that Rashi would think that Chananya holds the distinction between Tanor and Kira?
Possible also. Again, these are all suggestions. I don't think there's evidence to any of this, but they're possibilities.
Right.
Okay. Zozain. Okay, let's go weiter. Tosis by us says that Shehiya is mutter in a Tanur, the same as its mutter in a Kira, once it's Higiyah L'Maichel Ben Drusoi. And Tosvis also says that Kidra Chayisa, Rechora, is the same by Tanur and by Kira. Right? Tosvis says, Kidra Chayisa's mutter afilu b'Tanur. Right? This kula of putting a raw piece of meat in the oven right before Haskalah HaShabbos, that applies by a Kira and by a Tanur. Right? That's what our Tosis on Lamed Ches on the base is saying. What's interesting to note is that Im Kenim HaDevarim, Tosis on Lamed Ches on the base is arguing on Tosis on Lamed Ches on the Aleph in the second day. Right? Tosis Diba Maslow Shachach in Lamed Ches on the Aleph has an opinion that Kidra Chaisa is only mutter by a Tanur, because a Tanur is really hot and it's going to cook no matter what. But by a Kira, where it's Shalapa Avira, Tysis is the second day, the top Tysis on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, right? By a Kira, where it's Shalapa Avira, so Tosis says, there's no heter of Kidra Chaisa. So our Tosis is assumed that there is a heter by Yakira also against the Tosfos on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So one possible chumrah not to rely on the kula of Kidra Chayisa would be if our ovens Bizman Hazeh, Ayin Igris Moshe Simin Sadi Gimel that we spoke about, but if our ovens have the status of a Kira, so Memeila by a Kira, there might not be a heter of Kidra Chayisa according to Tosis on Amud Aleph, although Tosis that we just learned disagrees. Right? What we're going to do now is point out a few reasons possibly to be machmir on Kidra Chayisa. And let me tell you the following story. The Shabbos of my Prava to become the rabbi of Mount Sinai Jewish Center. There's like ancient Washington Heights history. Right? So there's Shabbos of my Prava. So the president of the shul at that time, Ben Sandler, his wife comes over to me Friday night with the following shayla. The shayla was that she was making a chalent, and she usually makes a chalent and puts it up mamish right before Shabbos, but that week she had some guests who were coming over who were vegetarians, and she didn't have a piece of meat in the chalent because it's a vegetarian chalent, and she put the chalent up mamish right before Shabbos. Is the chalent mutter or aser? That's the shayla. Now, let's just unpackage for a second, right? Basically, what she was relying on every week was the kula of Kidra Chayisa, no? That you put the chalent up.
Was it
Garfa Kotin? No. Ah. Right? No, not Garfa Kotin. She puts it up, unbelievable, right? She puts up the chalent every week, not Garfa Kotin, just puts it up. Usually she has a piece of meat in it. This week, vegetarian chalent, no meat. So she asked, maybe because she was putting in a type of grain in the vegetarian chalent, I forgot which grain it is, that takes a very long time to cook, maybe the heter of Kidra Chayisa would apply on the grain, not on the meat. That was her shayla. Okay. Not bad. Right? Not a bad shayla. It's a good shayla. So I'll tell you what I told her, and then we'll have to unpackage what I said. I told her, but you should know that Rav Soloveitchik doesn't like the heter of Kidra Chayisa at all, Bizman Hazeh. We'll have to explain why, as we learn today. And Atkan, that's basically, and I explained why at that point, but we'll spend this year trying to explain why.
Because today we are not mechate b'gachol b'zman hazeh.
That would be a bigger kula.
Right.
That would be a bigger kula. Right. This is a chumrah.
It's a chumrah. Because the only thing you have to do now is turn up the fire.
Okay. Oh, that's the way you meant it. Yes. 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 So that's what. So the Rav basically said, the Rav said as follows, that the heter of Kidra Chayisa doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh, because Kidra Chayisa means that I'm leaving the food and I want the food for Shabbos lunch. That's the heter of Kidra Chayisa. If you want the food for Friday night, so it's not going to be ready. If you want the food for Shabbos lunch, it's going to be ready memanavshach, whether or not I'm machate, it's going to be ready. That's the heter of Kidra Chayisa. Right? I'm not worried you'll be machate, because it will be ready for Shabbos lunch without any chitoy. Right? So a piece of meat, right? The Gemara has an expression that tzricha bisra bishula, what the Gemara says, tzricha milcha bishula ke bisra, something, the ox meat, bisra datura. Ox meat takes a very long time to cook, so it takes such a long time to cook, but by Shabbos morning, the manashach will be ready. That's a heter of Kidra Chayisa. But the Rav felt that this heter doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, because Bizman Hazeh, with our ovens, you could always turn it up, and it will cook. Right? If you put the fire hot enough, right, it will cook by tonight, so therefore the heter doesn't apply. That's what the Rav said. If you look in the Sefer Archos Shabbos, the Archos Shabbos on page Ayin, where he talks about Kidra Chayisa, quotes the same type of idea from Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Yashiv. So the heter of Kidra Chayisa doesn't apply. Okay, so far so good. Now, There are a few other issues with respect to the heter of Kidra Chayisa. If you look in the Beis Yosef here in Reish Nun Gimel, the Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam holds, back to our Shaila, the Rambam holds that Kidra Chayisa applies even if I throw a vegetable into the pot. But the Beis Yosef himself quotes that others disagree. Now, L'cha'ora, what's going on over here is not exactly our Shaila. Our Shaila is, if I have the type of food that won't cook by tonight, Mamanov Shach, and will be ready by tomorrow, Mamanov Shach. That's our Shaila. That's a Kidra Chayisa Shaila. When the Rambam says that Kidra Chayisa applies even on the vegetable, the issue over here is that the vegetable could be cooked right away. No? It'll take a second to be cooked. But you don't really want the vegetable in the pot. So the Rambam says that the din of Kidra Chayisa is heker. And if I throw in extra stuff into the pot that I don't really need, so it's a heker that I won't be mechata. It's going to be mutter. And the Beis Yosef says that many Rishonim disagree with that Rambam. So that I don't think is relevant to our discussion. There is another issue that might be relevant to our discussion about whether Kidra Chayisa applies to anything else, and that's a Reb Akiva Eger here in Shulchan Aruch. Reb Akiva Eger writes that there's a machlokas harishonim whether Kidra Chayisa applies to water. What are you talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Let's say I have a huge, what is it, like the children's story, the three little pigs or something, and they like boil up a huge pot of water so that when the wolf comes through the chimney, he ends up being cooked in the, right? Am I saying the story correctly? Anyone? Yeah, in Australia, New Zealand.
No, we have the story. I don't know.
Okay. So, if you have a huge pot of water, and it's such a big pot of water, there ain't no chance it's going to boil tonight, no? But by tomorrow, it'll be boiled for sure. Is there a heter of Kidra Chayisa on Mayim? So Reb Akiva Eger points out that he thinks it's a machlokes harishonim, and we'll do this on Lamed Tes Amud Beis when we get there. Right? But that's a horror of Reb Akiva Eger. Part of that issue might be, is Kidra Chayisa then only in meat? L'cha'ora, there's no real svara why it should be true only by meat. The Chazon Ish writes in Lamed Vav Ois Gimel, the Chazon Ish says that he thinks the head of Kidra Chayisa should apply to everything, even if stuff is not meat. But we have a ha'ara that maybe Bizman Hazeh, there's no head of Kidra Chayisa because you could cook the food up no matter what. However, the Chazon Ish, you get an impression, and in the Urchos Shabbos, in that footnote, they send you to these two Chazon Ishes, the Chazon Ish in Lamed Zayin Chaf Beis, and the Chazon Ish in Lamed Vav Gimel. The Chazon Ish says that maybe the head of Kidra Chayisa doesn't concern itself with the fact that I could theoretically heat the pot up really, really fast, really, really high. I'm not so concerned with that. Because I deal with normal cooking. Normal people cook in a normal way, no? And when I think about normal cooking, I'm not going to do that. Right? In other words, what the Chazon Ish is saying is that most people, you decide, is the food for Friday night, is it food for Shabbos morning? If I decide it's food for Shabbos morning, right, I'm not worried that you'll be mechata. Why? Because you'll leave it for Shabbos morning. Theoretically, I could, right, take this food and decide I want it Friday night, I could technically be mechata. But the Chazon Ish says, I'm not worried about that, because I deal with like the normal often of cooking. Over here also, right, a person, my show once did this as like a video, like for Purim. One of the show Purim spiels is that like it's a guy and he realizes that like he's making a full Shabbos meal right at the time of candle lighting. So the video is called 18 Minutes. And how much can you do in those 18 minutes to get ready for Shabbos? So part of the joke in that Purim spiel video was, can you make a full pot of chicken soup in 18 minutes? Anyone who's ever cooked chicken soup knows it's not chaya, right? Chicken soup, you have to leave it overnight. The fact is, what the Chazon Ish is saying is that there's normal ways of cooking. Right? You're going to like take the chicken and put it in a microwave that's super hot and like try it. That's not the way you make chicken soup. That's not normal cooking. It's not doable in the normal realm of things. And therefore, the Chazon Ish would seem to say against this chumrah of Rav Soloveitchik etc., the Chaznish would have a kula that Kidra Chaisa does apply Bisman Hazan. Because we're governed by the rules of normal cooking.
Well, there's a certain behol when you're late Friday
afternoon. Oh, 100%.
Right?
100%. Yes, but even so, people aren't going to cook things in such an unusual way. I don't have to worry that they'll do it. That's the yisoid of the Chaznish. You put the food on right before Shabbos, it's mutter. That's his basic yisoid. Right? I'm not worried that I'll put it right before Shabbos, that I'm going to like heat it up so high that maybe it's going to be a little bit cooked. That's not the way people cook. Yes, Zach.
In Dinei Nezikin, we are mechalak between, there's like a mishmach that we mechalak between Ereshav
said, people run. Yeah, if I'm mazik, because I'm running. Enochanami, but the Chazanish, if I understand the Chazanish correctly, you have to look at the Chazanish and tell me if I'm correct. If I understand the Chazanish correctly, he's saying that this halacha is not really worried about those types of things. Let's go weiter. There are a few other possible chumras with the din of Kidra Chaisa. Kidra Chaisa means I put the food up right before Knesset HaShabbos, right? Right before Shabbos comes in. Well, do I do anything right before Shabbos comes in? Not really. Because I light candles 18 minutes before Shabbos comes in. So it's not right before Shabbos comes in, no?
That's assuming you're lighting the 18 minutes before.
Okay, so if you're mamish, going to the wire, so maybe even 2 minutes before. The din of Kidra Chaisa is that the food has got to be raw, right? And the halacha is if the food is bashal below bashal, once it cooked a little bit, it's not mutter al Kidra Chaisa. So it's mikoshi hametzias. It's very hard to conceive of such a case. This is a taina that many have against the heter of Kidra Chaisa. If you look in Rav Henkin's safe, I just went home before to look for it. I'm in the Eidos L'Yisrael. I was flipping around. I couldn't find it. I seem to remember that Rav Henkin says this svara in a more elegant or lumdish sort of way. He says, we don't know Zmanei Hayom today. Shabbos begins at Shkia. Maybe the shkia that I'm nervous about is 58 minutes or something. Rabbi Nutam. Who says that what we have is shkia? And if that's the real shkia, so then you don't have a heter of Kidra Chaisa, because b'knisas HaShabbos, the food already was somewhat cooked.
But like, let's say you're in a community that takes in Shabbos at a certain
time. So let's say my town takes in Shabbos early, or, right, there are two ways of looking at it. Right, one shaila is, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the whole community except Shabbos early. Like sometimes they have this in bungalow colonies, no? There's only one minyan, it's an early minyan. So the din is that you can't drive into that bungalow colony after they accepted Shabbos. Because the Kedusha Shabbos goes to that entire community. You better decide if you're on the road that you're going to some other bungalow that has a late minyan. Right? That's one type of. There's another type where the community doesn't accept Shabbos at an early time, but individuals accept Shabbos early. No, isn't this like very common?
Yeah.
Let's say I'm going to be Mekabel Shabbos. So what I do is I take my pot and I put my piece of ruah meat on the fire, right before Shabbos. I put it in and I say, "Have you come like this on Shabbos?" Boom. Does that help? So, this is a machlokes between Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zechron Levracha, and Yibod Olachai, Reb Nissen Karelitz. Right? Reb Shlomo Zalman says that it's a din in Knesset HaShabbos. It's a din when the Sabbath begins. According to that, we have the whole suffix of Reb Henkin, right, when does Shabbos really begin? Maybe you have to be choshish with the Rebbe in the time and not have this kula anymore. The Reb Nissen Karelitz says, no, it's a din in Kabbalah Shabbos. You accept Shabbos. So according to Reb Nissen Karelitz, maybe we have a heter of Kidra Chaisa today, but one could argue that according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's a harder heter out the Zmanei Hayom issue, in addition to being more difficult because maybe you'll raise the fire. That's another issue that comes up. That's another issue that comes up over here in terms of accepting Shabbos early. There's another cheshbon to be machmir, not to rely on kitra chaisa bizman hazeh, based on a bir halacha and the chazanish over here also. The bir halacha, dibra hamasko me siach daito mimenu. So the bir halacha writes, let's say I have, right, we're talking about that the food is definitely going to be ready in the morning, no matter what, and it definitely won't be ready at night, no matter what. What about a case where my oven is really hot, and the food will be ready tonight, it's just going to be ready late tonight? So in that situation, is there a heter of kidra chaisa? So the bir halacha writes, if it's going to be ready by the time she'ein darkan shobenei adam lahamtim b'su'udasam kol kach, if it's going to be ready only at a time when people are no longer being mamtim b'su'udasam, they're no longer waiting for the meal, so then there still is a heter of kidra chaisa. There's no heter if it's going to be ready at a time that some people have their meal. But if it's going to be ready at a time when almost no one has their meal, right, it's going to be ready at a time when people's meal is long done. Right? The food is going to be ready at night, but be ready at 3 o'clock in the morning. So then the bir halacha says it still is a heter of kidra chaisa. Okay. Based on this cheshbon, so Rebbe Yoshev is quoted as saying that he doesn't like the heter of kidra chaisa bizman hazeh. I apologize. If people felt you can get like kulas out of me during Eseres Yimei Tshuva, you know, this is the time you were machmer and stuff. So we're giving you all the chumras about why kidra chaisa doesn't apply. But Rebbe Yoshev is quoted as saying that bizman hazeh, the su'udos that people have on the Shabbos, go on for many, many hours at night. No? A good Shabbos tish, like by a chassidish yid, right, it could go on until the wee hours, correct?
No, it's crazy.
Especially if you go, yeah.
Not just considering.
It could go on, right, ad pros hagever, I don't know. It goes on forever. So Zakir Bal Yoshev, he thinks that this is another reason maybe why the heter of kidra chaisa isn't shayach, because the heter of kidra chaisa is only when the food will for sure not be ready at the night meal. But bizmanenu, that our night meals continue for so long, ken zayin, the food will be ready during the night meal. If the food will be ready during the night meal, maybe you'll be mechata to get the food ready earlier. That's another chumrah that Rebbe Yoshev threw in. I just want to make two more points for a second. We mentioned that the het of kidra chaisa is mikoshi hametzius, because what are you going to do right before Shabbos? You go, the case is you're throwing the food into the pot, mat, and then you say, hareini mekabel kedushas Shabbos. That's the case that we had. The Chazan Ish tries to defend the het of kidra chaisa a little bit. And the Chazan Ish says that maybe the din is as follows. The iser is when the food is partially cooked. Zot the Chazan Ish, partially cooked means it is already yad soledes bo, but it is not yet fully cooked. But until the food is yad soledes bo, it's considered ruah. Until the food is yad soledes bo, it's considered ruah. Therefore, the Chazan Ish says, sometimes if you have a situation, I'm putting the food into the pot 40 minutes before Shabbos. If it's a full pot of with a lot of water, it could be an hour before Shabbos. You know it's not going to be Yad So Lettuce Bowl. B'knisas HaShabbos, it could still be a Het of Kidra Chaisa in that case. But then the Chazon Ish adds a wrinkle. He says when the Gemara speaks about Shadr Bagarma, the Gemara there on Yud Ches speaks about how you could throw a bone into the pot. You have, right, Kidra Chaisa is not a heter only when the only thing I'm cooking is this piece of raw meat. Kidra Chaisa, I throw one bone in. Right? One bone in, that's matter everything. Zok the Chazon Ish, it has to be that you're throwing that one bone into a chalent that was already cooked but has cooled down. Because if the chalent is hot and I throw the bone in, so it starts to cook in a second. Right? And then there's no heter. So Shadr Bagarma, the mitzius is still a little difficult. The mitzius has to be that the pot was hot and then it cooled down. So we have a bunch of chumras so far about kidra chaisa. Yeah. Let me take two questions and then we'll...
The underlying assumption of this is that people are
Mesiach das.
No, that people know what they're going to eat in the day and what they're going to
yes.
eat at night.
That's the assumption. The Beis Yosef says that pretty clearly in a couple places in the Siman. He says that people, it's almost like they designate, this is Friday, I know that I have the chicken Friday night and the cholent Shabbos day. Right? That's the case. That's kintra chayisa. Right? If you don't know, if you might end up
right.
switching things on, then there's no hatra chayidua. Right? Absolutely.
Wait, sorry, what was the deal with the beans when she asked about them? Like, do beans count, or is it?
So I think that there's no real reason why beans should not count. There's no reason I can, again, unless I have to go through that Reb Kiva Agar when we get to Lamed Tes, where he points out this Machlekes Rishonim applies to water, to big power water, but the Chazon Ish Paskin said it does apply to water. In other words, the heter is not only on meat, but I would contend that the heter of Kidra Chais is a very difficult heter. Reb Soloveitchik did not like it at all. That's why I said it. I explained to them, Soloveitchik didn't like it because today with our cooking devices, you can really heat the food up very quickly, etc. Okay, just a few. So the Paiskim say in the Orechos HaShabbos, Shabbos Kitchen, Shvi, all those books say for crack pots, slow cookers, so it is a het of Kidra Chaisa. But, like we spoke about in the first shiur way back when, in our youth, crackpots present other halachic issues. Correct. Yes, but in a crackpot, it is conceivable that there is no way of turning it up high enough that's going to be ready. So then, according to Rav Soloveitchik, the kula would still apply. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, in that case, it would still apply. But we have the other issues of Zmanei Hayom and the like, the other chumras in terms of that. Another reason to be machmer in Kidra Chaisa. Taisus Yeshanim, which is printed in my Gemara on the side of this Taisus, no? There's like a little star in the end of this Taisus, and there's Taisus Yeshanim. Taisus Yeshanim says, V'imas nisim lahashos tnan, betanur nami osur lahashos. If the din is lahashos tnan, so by yetanur shehi is also osur, afagav de kidra chayso le'el shari, hahu kachananya. Taisvis Yeshanim says Yesod, which is the type of Yesod that you got to start to scratch your head to understand this one. But he says that the only het of Kidra Chaisa is according to Chananya. Whew! Interesting. Now, im kenem hadavarim. So what would emerge is as follows: once we encountered that the Mishneh Berurah paskind that you should be machmir like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, not like Chananya, because the only reason why we're makel by Chananya, why we're makel like Chananya, is like the Rush said, because Klaizos Oduk and Onik Shabbos, etc. And it sounds like Mutiv Shu Shog again. So according to that, so we should be machmir not to do Kidra Chaisa, because Kidra Chaisa is true only according to Chananya. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying. Now, the problem with this Tosfos Yeshanim, however, is that min hasavara, it doesn't make any sense. You see, Chananya and the Chacham are disagreeing about Michael ben Jerusai. Why on earth would Kidra Chaisa be totally in the same machlokas? So, I saw in the Minchas Ariel, he pointed out, the Minchas Ariel could be he's becoming my new friend also, we spoke about this. But the Minchas Ariel pointed out that if you read the Tosfos Harash has like the same thing as the Tosfos Yeshanim over here, but Tosfos Harash is saying that this line about something that's bashel means it's already cooked, and according to Tosfos, already cooked means one third or one half, whatever Michael ben Jerusai is, so Zokta Tosfos Yeshanim, that kula is only according to Chananya, that I know. But to say that the kula of Kidra Chaisa is only according to Chananya, that is going to be difficult. Okay. Zozai. And again, in the Tosfos Harash, he has the same thing, and then we don't have this Chumra. Now, I saw in the Megillah Sefer, he's also my friend, so in the Megillah Sefer, he has the following Chakira, which is really worth thinking about. The whole lumdus of Kidra Chaisa is that I'm definitely not going to be Mechateh. Why? Because the food is going to for sure be ready tomorrow, for sure not ready tonight. So does that mean that in any situation when I'm for sure not going to be mechate, I have a kula? Let's say, for example, I have a full pot of food that is mitztamek viralo. A full pot of food that any additional cooking on it or any chitoy is going to ruin the food. Am I allowed to put some food that is not yet mevushal to Michael Benjusai? Can I put that food in the pot with the stuff that is mitztamek viralo, knowing that I'm never going to be mechata in this case, because were I to be mechata, I would ruin the other food in this pot? That's a lumda shashayla.
Can you mix yafalo and ralo?
Can I mix food that's yafalo and ralo? And is there a heter of kedra chayisa, effectively, on something that's not kedra chayisa? It's not a raw piece of food. But what it is maybe there's a heter because of its stomach for ralo. So he works very hard on this question. I found it to be a fascinating question. It's an interesting way of thinking about all many different sugyas. Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think that makes any sense, because the whole point of kishkasa is not that it'll ruin the raw piece by saving it.
But the assault of kishkasa is, I know for sure you're not going to be mechata. Over here also, I know for sure I'm not going to be mechata, because if I'm mechata, I'll ruin the food.
But it's not that simple, though. Why do you know?
I know because it's mitzvah viralo. Everyone knows that this stuff has flour in it. The Gemara said that any food with flour in it is by definition mitzdamek viralo. So maybe there's no heter of kidra chaisa in that point. Now, the Taz, just to be mashim kidra chaisa for a minute, the Taz and Sifkat and Aleph and the Prima Godim over there deal with the following case. We're defining kidra chaisa as food that is mamish raw. No? Once the food started to cook at all, so it's no longer begedra kidra chaisa. However, according to the Rambam and the Rif, Zok the Taz, or the Taz entertains this idea. He quotes from the Bach and then he rejects it, but because we basically reject everything the Bach ever said. But according to the Bach, for the Rambam and the Rif, so the definition of food that's cooked is when it's mispashel kol sarko. It's cooked all the way. One could argue that for the Rambam and the Rif, maybe until the food is nispashel kemaychol ben shusoy, it's still considered mamish ra. The Taz seems to be entertaining this idea that maybe the reason why we have a mitzius issue in kedra chayisa is because we assume once it cooks a tiny bit, it's not ra. But maybe for the Rambam and the Rif, right, there's a heter of kidra chaisa more expansively until it's Michael ben Shusai. Zok the Prima Godim, in explaining the Taz says that can't be. The Taz basically says this that the Bach wrote is just wrong. So the Prima Godim gives a little bit of hesber. He says none of the poskim said that the machlokas Rambam and the Rif versus, let's say, Rashi and Tosfos about whether Mevushal called Zarko is the cutoff, or Michael ben Shusai is the cutoff. No one said that there's a nafkamina in terms of kidra chaisa. That was never said in the history of Judaism. So then he doesn't think that that's a reasonable plug-in. He doesn't think that that's going to be a good kula. Okay, so these are some of the chumras, I think. Yeah, Yosef, I'm sorry.
Wouldn't it be impossible to read the Gemara, though? Just because the teaching of Hanani says, when it's Machal Ben Josai, then it's Mutter. But then what would be meaningless? Because you say it's always Mutter.
Why is it always Mutter?
Because you could do Shia and Kidra Chaisa.
Again, Kidra Chaisa is Mutter. According to Hanani, it's meaningless. But the Rif and the Rambam are not passing on Hanani. That's the point.
No, but the way we read in the Gemara is when the teaching says, according to Hanani, you can do Shia once it's Machal Ben Josai, it'd be a strange way to phrase it that way, because
if it's Mamash Ruah.
Right, we're saying
that's true, but if it's between Mamash Ruah and Machal Ben Josai, I can't do Shahia.
But we're saying that it's considered raw up until it's Machal Ben
Josai. Only according to those who disagree with Hananya. Only according to the Rif and the Rambam who don't paskin like Hananya. If I paskin like Hananya, Ruah means Mamash Ruah. If I don't paskin like Hananya, maybe Ruah means anything less than the third cut. That's the basic point that the Taz in Sif Katan Aleph is trying to make. Okay, obviously there is much more to say about this. By the way, if you read the Mishnah Brurahs in Sif Katan Tes, etc., the Mishnah Brurah also, you get an impression that the Heter of Kitra Chaisa would apply to food other than meat. But it can't apply to something that's mamish nechal kamo shulchai, like I think makes sense intuitively. Okay, Chevra, let's discuss later on about Shir on Monday. We'll have to figure it out, but we should go and daven mincha. Make sure you have a sitter for mincha. The rest is skip a malcha kadosh, and life is very bad then.